Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Bosetti. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jesse Jefferson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The DH, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Eric Wilkins. And now, play ball. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball four. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti strikes out. There goes Mayberry. The throw from Alexander to Verizer, and Mayberry is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Jefferson covering, for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Cerrone moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds is hit by the pitch. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0-for-1 in the game. Carty hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Bossetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton strikes out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson fires to first and picks off Pruitt. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-1 in the game. Velez hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara juggles the ball. That's an error on Hera. Johnson moves to third. Cerrone moves to second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cerrone scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baylor moves to second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Bossetti hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 2 in the game. Velez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 2 in the game. Date hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonds moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonds moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonds scores. Manning moves to second. It's 2-1. Blue Jays. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cerrone moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cerrone scores. Griffin moves to third. It's 3-1, Blue Jays. Sid Monge now pitching. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Woods bunts for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Freisleben now pitching. Toby Herrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrod is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herrod hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hera moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hera moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 3 in the game. Date takes first base on ball 4. Hera scores. Kuiper moves to third. Bonds moves to second. It's 3-2, Blue Jays. Jerry Garvin now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Ted Wilborn pinch runs for John Mayberry. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Bosetti hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 3 in the game. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Wilborn moves to second. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Robertson now playing first base. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pruitt bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Thornton moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Horace Speed pinch runs for Ron Pruitt. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander is called out on strikes. One out. Toby Harrah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrah is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Harrah takes first base on ball 4. Thornton moves to third. Speed moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Thornton scores. Speed scores. Harrah moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-3 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Harrah scores. Kuiper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Indians. Mike Willis now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bonds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cerrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing left field. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cerrone strikes out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Toronto Blue Jays, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.